AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says entrepreneurship is taking off in Africa.
Here in Nairobi, startup incubators are nurturing new businesses every day. Maybe some of yours. Each with the potential to be the great next Kenyan innovation.
In a speech in Nairobi, Kenya, Obama says governments must create transparency, rule of law, and an environment that fights corruption as ways to develop successful entrepreneurs. A day after giving the U.S. permission to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria from a major Turkish airbase, Turkish jets have carried out their own attacks on both the Islamic State group in Syria and a Kurdish group in northern Iraq. The AP's Suzanne Fraser has this from Ankara, Turkey.
The strikes in Iraq targeted the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. That group is affiliated with Syrian Kurdish fighters who had been battling the Islamic State group in Syria.
Turkish police have also arrested more than 300 people that the government says are part of the Islamic State group, the PKK, and a far-left organization. Investigators are studying John Russell Hauser's journals and his online postings to reconstruct his movements and identify a motive for Thursday night's deadly shootings in a Louisiana movie theater. Hauser killed two women and wounded nine other people.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says gunman John Hauser has been on its files for 10 years. The center says in online forums, Hauser expressed interest in white power groups and the anti-gay Westboro Baptist Church. Russell County, Alabama Sheriff Heath Taylor says Hauser has a history of domestic violence and other issues.
We believe that he was being seen in 08 and 09 for mental illness here.
State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson hopes this all leads to some answers.
Why was he living in a Motel 8? Why did he have wigs in there and glasses?
That's the AP's Ed Donahue. This is AP Radio News. Government investigators tell the Justice Department that secret government information could have been compromised through Hillary Rodham Clinton's private email server when she was Secretary of State.
According to a memo to Congress from the Inspector General, his office identified potentially hundreds of classified emails that Clinton had provided and that are now being processed for public release. The Democratic frontrunner commented briefly before a campaign speech.
We are all accountable to the American people to get the facts right, and I will do my part.
None of the emails were marked as classified at the time they were sent, according to the memo, but some should have been handled as such and sent on a secure computer network. Julie Walker, New York.
Donald Trump's campaign has denied credentials to reporters from the Des Moines Register after the paper published an editorial calling for him to drop out of the GOP race. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.